أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran and looking at the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at an ayah from Surah Muhammad. Now Surah Muhammad is Surah number 47. And this is ayah number 7. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, in tansurullah, if you help Allah. In other words, if you help the cause of Allah, yansurkum, Allah will help you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and He will make your feet firm. He will plant your feet firmly onto the ground, onto your path of reaching your full potential. Now, Allah does not need help. But what sort of help is He talking about? So maybe a little anecdote that we might relate to. There were the people of Prophet Musa alayhi salam who told him, Musa, we would like your God to come for dinner. Didn't say our God, they said your God to come for dinner. And Musa said, fine, went up to the mountain. Ya Allah, my people want you to come for dinner. He said, tell them I will come tonight for dinner. He goes down, he says, prepare, my God is coming for dinner. And they cooked a beautiful meal. They were all busy cooking. And whilst they were cooking, this old man, who seemed like he was in need, came up and said, can I have some food? And they said, go away, not now. Can you not see how we're so busy cooking for our God? You know, we've arranged everything. We've put it in platters. We're sort of making it so pretty. No, not now. Dinner time came. The appointed hour came and went, and there was nobody who turned up. Musa, what happened? Your God said He would come. Musa ran up to the mountain again, came down, and he said, my God says that He did come, but you turned Him away. A man came to ask you for help, and you turned Him away. Now, that is what this is all about. Historically, this was talking about battle, but in our life, remember, Islam is obedience to the Creator and serving His creation. It is about serving humanity. And serving humanity is not just about maintaining some sort of relationship between one another, but it's about building bonds, creating communities, lifting others so they too may be dignified. It's not only about showing empathy at some times when we see an advert or when we hear about something, but it's about love in an esteem and kindness in all walks of life. It's just not just charity. It symbolizes human compassion beyond the charity, but somewhere where we're able to lift every human being and be able to take them towards their full potential. You know, people say charity begins at home, but it spreads across everywhere, wherever you travel, wherever you live, whoever you meet. It's about giving people hope to those who are disheartened. It's about peace and harmony. And that is what it talks about when this ayah says, "In tansurullah yansurkum." We all wish for help. You know, our du'as are long, our hajat are so long. We want this, that, and the other. But then we're prepared to hurt others. We're prepared to be so mean. And we don't look beyond ourselves. Here he says, if you want my help, you will help me. You will deal with human beings the way you should deal with them, the Muhammadi way. It is all about walking and talking Islam. And I repeat again, it's about obedience to the Creator, which manifests itself in serving humanity. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are able to lift others, to help others, to serve humanity, and thus be able to plant our feet firmly onto the path of our own reaching our own full potential. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.